Hey guys.
Hi guys.
It's Bianca.
And Eliza.
And welcome back to My Other Half.
My Other Half, guys. New episode, new week.
Episode three, baby.
Three.
Baby boy, shall I say.
Yep, episode three, baby boy. Baby boy.
Baby boy.
Sorry. How was everyone's week? Nothing really exciting happened this week to recap.
No, I do the same thing. I go to work, school, crazy.
I have a lot of homework to do. The 5-week essay due that I haven't started.
The show Made.
Oh, everyone needs to watch the show.
Incredible show.
It's really good. That's basically all that really happened.
Did you see Lily Rose Depp on the street this week, or did I make that up?
That was not this week. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Because she was with the girl from The Maid.
Margaret Qualley.
Very fantastic actress, by the way.
Yeah. I always get amazed by actor and actress's talent. Like, how do they do that?
Me too. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Apparently, he's, like, not a nice person.
Great.
I know. It kind of ruined my old dreams about him. Like, my
life. I never was really, like...
I one time watched... We watched Romeo and Juliet in high school, freshman year. And ever since then, for some reason, I was obsessed.
Oh, well, when he was
young. And then when that movie came out that he got his Oscar for, what was it? It's like Reverent.
The one with the bear. He like barely speaks in that movie.
It's a really good film.
I remember
when he won that Oscar, and I was like, oh my God. Like,
I can't believe it took him that long to win an Oscar, because his movies are incredible.
And he's been in so many.
Yeah. Because like even his first movie, which, correct me if I'm wrong, was Gilbert Grape. And that's a fantastic film with Johnny Depp. That's like such a good film. So it's just so crazy. I don't know how any of that stuff works. Like, who votes?
I don't know. Is it like industry leaders?
So today we want to talk about New York and kind of our time there, separate, you know, living in New York City. Also, when we talk about New York City, we're specifically talking about Manhattan, because that's where we both lived.
Yeah.
We are also speaking not for like the whole state of New York.
Yeah, obviously just our standpoint. And we, please put into account, we're extremely privileged. We're extremely blessed these experiences, and we're very grateful for it.
Absolutely. So I guess a little backstory. I was born in Staten Island, New York. I grew up in a very, like my whole, like if I ever think of like my home, I consider New York my home, just because I grew up in a very, my dad's Italian. My mom's not, but she basically is. Like, I grew up in a very like New York American Italian household.
Yeah.
So, and Eliza, when she first met my family, was like in love with their accent.
Well, it's like a quintessential like Sopranos.
Not like the Sopranos.
No, but like the Italian, like the accents, New York. That's what I'm saying. Not like actually what they do, but like that's
like, what reminds me of Eliza. No.
What I'm saying is it seems fake from someone who's not from here. Like, I grew up in the South for a majority of my life. Like, I always thought, you know, it wasn't a real thing. And then when I met your parents and like met your family, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. My dad has a very strong like Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
My mom I think it's Staten Island accent. I can personally tell like the difference based on the boroughs. I feel like I can, maybe I made that up. I don't know. But like, I can tell a difference between a Jersey accent and a New York accent.
I can too, though, because
yeah,
I know like people from New Jersey. To
compare, I feel like there's like a little difference.
Yeah, there is a little difference, just in some dialect.
Yeah, so I grew up in, or I was born in Staten Island, New York, and then when I was 8, my parents got married, and we moved to North Carolina. My parents didn't really; they were so used to New York that they just didn't really like North Carolina. So I lived in North Carolina until I remember I started middle school there. So I want to say like 8. Like 12.
We weren't that far away then. Our states touched.
Yeah, crazy. And then we moved back up north. I think we lived in New York for like a summer or two. And then we moved to Jersey, New Jersey herself. And I started high school there. I went to high school for like 1 year there. I went to a new school like every single year of my whole life. I think the longest I've ever stayed in a school was max 2 years. I always left in the middle of the year or something, because we just moved around so much. Which we can talk about in another podcast. But so, yeah. And then my parents got divorced. My mom and I ended up moving to California. I went to public school, like actual school there. Not that online school is not actual school, but like in-person school for, I think, like just my sophomore year of high school. And then I did online school for my junior, my senior. And then I moved to New York, back to New York for college, went there for 3 years, came back home, went to Switzerland for like almost a year, came back here, and my parents got remarried to each other. So they ended up moving to Florida. So now I'm in Florida.
You have a true authentic, you're like from here.
Yeah, like if I like
my perspective, me, I'm not from here, so it's like, no, I live here, I'm not from here.
Like when people ask me where I'm from, I definitely say New York, and then I'll explain like I moved around, because New York, like I said, is just kind of like my foundation, because my parents lived there their whole lives, my whole extended family lives out there. Like the first like really important years of my life were in New York, and like, yeah. Like I said, I grew up in a very like Italian American New York household. Like it's just very, my family's just very New York. So I don't know, but that's deep. But going into you, tell us your story.
Yeah. So I was born in Florida. All my family lives in Florida, from Florida, Orlando, Jacksonville area. And then when I was 2, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Lived there till I was 12. 12 or 13, I always forget. And then then we moved to Pittsburgh, stayed there till high school. And then when I graduated high school, I moved to New York for college. And then now my parents live in Texas. So
nice.
That's that.
Look at her go.
We all move around a lot.
Living in New York City, like I said, New York City, when we talk about this city, we're talking about Manhattan. I feel like that's a common thing in New York. Like when you say like, oh, I'm going into the city, it's Manhattan.
Yeah, like I'm going to work in the city. I'm going to commute to the city. Yeah.
It's a very interesting place to live, y'all.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is no one really gives a fuck what you're doing.
Yeah, no.
And how that makes you feel is your own personal thing.
I actually love it. Me too. That's probably like one of my favorite parts.
The fact that like everyone's kind of like in their own world and no one really cares is kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you live in New York, you know a good cry on the subway has happened to you.
On the street.
Coming back from a really stressful day, a good sob on the train, walking home. No one looks. No one cares.
No one's going to ask. Like,
but I like that.
I don't want to be asked.
Also, the things that, just your daily things, I never realized, like, growing up, you kind of become, like, numb to...
It's desensitized. Because
whenever my friends would come visit me in the city, they would like, someone would be like screaming at each other on the street, and I just like wouldn't look.
Even my parents, they're like, oh, they stop. They're like, Eliza, I'm like, what? Like,
like what?
Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, I don't know.
Specifically, going back to where I lived in East Village, I lived on the same block as a bar, and it was a very popular bar, so it would get like really loud to the point like there's like New York City drunk times, like you go out at like 10 or 11.
Yeah, like weekends vibes. Yeah.
By like 12 or 1, everyone's fighting on the street.
Yeah, there's always an issue.
There's always a couple going through it.
Screaming. Someone on the phone.
Someone's like, fuck you to someone.
Yeah, there's always something happening for sure.
You always hear a glass being thrown. It's a popular
Or something noise. Breaking.
Always something breaking.
It's always, or someone falls, or like they stub their toe. You hear like they scream, like,
oh my god, Sarah, get up.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Someone throw up.
Eliza's sister's name. I don't know why I just said Sarah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh yeah, I remember one time someone threw up on my sister's car.
Yeah, on the hood of the car.
Everywhere.
That's like not right. But that's New York for you. Like, what do you expect?
New York City. Oh, the fast-paced environment is one of the things that I think either you love or you hate. For me, I loved it in the beginning, and then towards the end.
That's exhausting.
Like everything, we were talking about this. Obviously, again, we're speaking from a very like privileged place that we even have this opportunity to live there. But like, you know, if you've lived in New York City, everything is like five steps. There's always five more steps.
Yeah, everything is five times harder than it needs to be. Yeah. It's like what
going to the grocery store.
Yep.
Takes just like
basic
half a day to
go into
really
even Starbucks can be a task sometimes.
Well, because you never know what you're going to encounter on the way.
Like there's always something Like one time I was going to Starbucks and some dude fell and cracked his head open on the
sidewalk.
And we had to call the police and he was like hallucinating and we had to like make sure he wasn't going to die because he was an older man. Like oh that kind God. Of stuff. He survived. We saw him after.
But when I say that's like a daily occurrence, it's a daily occurrence.
Oh, there's always something.
There's always something going on at all times. You either love it or you hate it. For me, I just could not see myself living there like for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy I chose to live here. Like, I would not change that for the world. And I'm happy I chose to do it at the time period that I did.
I think because living in New York City in your 20s, if you're able to, is a very big learning experience.
Any older, it's just too exhausting for me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also fucking expensive.
I couldn't raise a family here for sure. I give props to the people who do. I'm like, I don't know how you do that because I don't think I could be able to do that.
Also, the rent for the rest of my life, I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, no, that's just not sustainable long term.
Unless you have a roommate forever.
Yeah, but like, I don't want one forever. Oh, maybe. I wouldn't mind.
You.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind you, but like,
I feel like the only people I'm ever going to live with for the rest of my life is you when we move in the spring or summer. And then, unfortunately, my husband.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Our husbands or whoever we marry better know that you're going to be there at all times.
Well, it's a joint house.
Yeah, there's going to be a tube going through.
Yeah, like a little hamster tube. I don't know why I'm picturing that now.
And they better know. Hi, Eliza's coming over. Scoot, scoot.
Yeah, get out of the way. Like, go into your own room. Bye.
Like we talked about last podcast.
Like I don't want to see your face around here. Thanks.
I hope they're friends.
They better be. Okay, but what the thing is it needs to be like a healthy friendship because I don't want it to become like a toxic, like I don't know, like
toxic.
Some people are like, never have your best friend date your significant other's best friend.
Why?
I see that on TikTok all the time. They're like,
well, I can get it. It's like one of you breaks up and then that's weird.
Okay, but like, deal with it.
I'm not dating until I'm 30.
Well, again. Unless they like, also if they don't like you, like I'm not going to marry them.
Oh, absolutely not. Like if they're like, Eliza's annoying. I'm like, okay, goodbye.
I'm like, you're part of the equation. Like you have to be considered into this opportunity. You know?
I guess we don't have to specifically talk about New York City. This is kind of like a lighter podcast, but
yeah,
I don't want to date again until I'm like 30.
Yeah. I would like a good, like, how old am I? I would like a good, like 7 years of loneliness.
Like it's not even loneliness. I just don't.
Loneliness like, being by myself. Like, obviously I have friends. Like that's not the type of, like, you know, just self personal time.
I think about how I felt after my experience.
Steve had something to say about that. She screamed.
I think about how I got my heart broken.
Just past relationship.
Do you remember when I called you?
Yeah, I remember.
Eliza was going on a date.
Yeah, that was really bad. I didn't tell her about it because I didn't want to make her feel bad. Obviously, I'm like, you just went through something really tragic.
I had never cried like that in my life.
I know. I literally had to calm me down. I was like, it's going to be okay.
All my friends were texting each other like, what do we do?
I was literally in cahoots with all your friends. Cahoots? Who am I? It's like a grandma. I was in cahoots with all your friends.
All right.
Yeah. That was...
It was rough.
Yeah. Don't want to go through that again.
No. So back, circling back to that. I'm just thinking about... Okay. Circling back to that. I just never want to feel like that ever again. And I just think about, like, I know that's not a good way to live. And I know, you know.
But also, like, life's too short to feel like that. Like, to go through a hard time. Do you know what I mean? Like, my whole life's a hard time. Like, everybody's life is hard. Like, I'm not going to willingly choose to make it harder.
Yeah, and unfortunately...
Because you're either going to marry that person or you're going to divorce/break up.
And I remember I would be sitting there thinking that. And I remember I would text you like, this is either going to be...
Anytime I go on a date.
I'm like, this
is... You're either going to be your husband or you're never going to see them again.
Because, like, I don't want to say, like, I date to marry because that's intense. But, yeah, like, why? I'm not dating to, like, not.
Pressure.
I'm not dating to break
for
up.
Fun. Yeah, I'm not just dating to just, like.
Because then that's not dating. That's just, like, hooking up or whatever. Anyways, back to not dating until I'm 30. I just think that at this time of my life, the person I do date next is going to be someone that, like, really takes me by surprise. Yeah. Because it's not in the forefront of my brain. It's not even in the middle of my brain. It's in the back of it.
It's tucked away. She's tucked.
And it better be like the fucking love of my life.
Yeah, I agree.
Or Eliza.
Perfect.
Anyways.
How about we just talk about that casually?
What were we even talking? We wanted to talk about New York in this podcast, but I think last podcast was kind of heavier, so we just want to like word vomit.
Like be a little more.
And you guys seem to really like that when we word vomit. So,
yeah, which I'm surprised about.
Everyone's like, it feels like we're on FaceTime. I'm like, oh, beautiful. That's exactly what we wanted.
I don't know why I'm yachting so much today. I'm really sorry. I feel like I'm like super low energy, but I'm just like so exhausted.
I'm kind of sleepy today too.
It's also the weather. It's so cloudy here.
I also have one contact in my eye. So I'm like this.
Yeah, that would make me have like want to throw up probably.
Eliza,
did you tell the New York City? Did your light go
off? Stop. I feel like there's someone behind me. What?
No, your light. There's no light on in your room anymore.
There was never a light. It's probably the sun coming in and out. Stop.
Okay, sorry. What if there's someone in your closet and that's why it's puffed out a little? Okay, I live by myself. There could be literally someone hiding up there. There. Stop.
Eliza throws up a lot. Tell a story. I guess we can kind of tell some New York City stories.
We can also just tell. I have a lot of health issues, which leads to me barfing a lot. Really, like I have like a sensitive stomach. I would throw up probably like 4 times a week at least.
It was intense.
Yeah.
But going to the story about we went out one night. Were we even drunk?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Were we drunk? Was I drunk?
That was bad. Yes.
I wasn't blacked out.
No, but we were getting there. Like I was worried about how we were gonna get home, I'm gonna be honest.
Were we that drunk?
Yes.
How old were we? We were 21.
Yeah, because you can't go on. Okay.
I didn't drink really until I turned 21 either.
Yeah, no.
I didn't drink in high school.
Anyways, yeah, we went out. This was the first time we both went out together because it was right after I turned 21.
So for a while, Eliza's born in November, I'm born in August. So for a while, I was 21 without her.
Yeah.
So she, and in New York City, it's kind of hard. It's not like one of those places where you can easily get in. So
yeah, like they're very ticket serious, which
like the bouncers or will just literally turn you down.
They think my ID is fake now and it's a real ID, if that gives you
sense. Oh, I have anxiety about that.
No, that's happened to me every single time I've been somewhere.
Like I'm literally 23, I can get in here.
They can't, it like doesn't scan or something. I'm like, it's a real ID.
And I look young.
Yeah, I feel like I look young too.
Like I don't look like I don't look
like I'm not, I don't look 12, but like I feel like I look like 20, yeah.
Yeah. Or like barely 21. I didn't know we were that drunk. We should tell some drunk stories.
That was just really a lot. Like, I remember it was because I drank like 20 million White Claws, and ever since then, I will never do it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so
what we played that game.
We pre-gamed with White Claws. And the thing about White Claws is you just drink them so much because they don't taste like alcohol.
And they hit you all at once.
And they give you a headache because they're so sweet.
It gave me a headache and a stomach ache. And I felt like I was, the room was spinning. Never again. Ever since that moment, I haven't drank in a White Claw since.
My go-to drink, I either get.
You get a gin and tonic.
I get a gin or tonic. Or sometimes I'll do a vodka cranberry because I don't like. Why do people pretend the taste of alcohol is good?
Every time I try to sip a drink, sometimes I feel like I'm going to throw it up. Like I first physically, if I think about it too much, I gag a little bit.
Like.
It's not.
But after like the fourth, you don't taste it anymore.
Honestly, like rum and Coke is a little better for me because Coke kind of masks the taste of the rum.
I'm the worst shot taker. Like I'm dramatic. I gag. Oh,
see, I like it. I'm like, I really pride myself on it.
But it's good because then you just get drunk and then you don't really have to drink.
Yeah, but what do they say? Beer before.
I never drink beer.
Beer before something and you're in the clear. Liquor before beer and you're in danger or something. So apparently you're supposed to take shots before.
I don't know how to drink properly.
Because one time I took shots at the end of the night.
Oh.
Almost threw up. I can't really drink vodka. It's too much for me. I have to like, I just can't. That's why gin's a good option.
I feel like we're the same kind of drunk though. Like we just laugh at everything. I get like stupid.
I'm also like, it hits me pretty fast.
Me too. I'm like, not a lightweight, but I'm the kind of person, it hits me all at once.
Yeah, like I can't, as much as I try to spread it out, it just doesn't.
It's always in the bathroom.
Yeah, when you stand up too. That's when
it always gets hard for me. It's really something, this is a universal thing. When I go to the bathroom, when I'm drunk, I talk to myself.
Oh, I do that all the time. I like, do I'll that like sitting, even now. Like,
I'll be like sitting on the toilet. I'm like, you are so pretty. Like, you're fine. Like, you're literally fine.
I always get anxious about barfing. That's my big thing. Even when I'm drunk, I'm like, okay.
That's okay. Like the last thing on my mind. The thing on my mind is like, I don't know. But we're fun when we're a little tipsy together. Because like, we just like, think of us sober, how annoying we are.
Yeah, times that by five.
But I do have to put my phone away because sometimes I text people I really shouldn't. And Eliza condones it.
I do condone it.
She's like, no, text him.
Because like, if it's on your mind, like, you're thinking about it.
But I should know.
You know, like, who cares? She's and then you just make the excuse like, oh, sorry, like, a little drunk last night. That's something also I really would like to stress. If you're taking medication, you need to be careful.
Absolutely.
Because that was one thing that happened to me is like, I didn't know, like I didn't even drink that much. And I literally blacked out. My parents had to carry me home.
Especially an SSRI, I would be very careful with. I know I was on one for a while and I remember just the alcohol hitting you so much faster, like 1-2 drinks in.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely be careful. Make sure you know what to do in that situation.
Oh yeah. And like Bianca didn't believe me that I was going to throw up. And I was like, I'm literally going to throw up. Like we were calling an Uber to go home to your apartment. Cause you were like the closest, like I lived Upper East Side. So it was like really, it would have been like $20 million and it would have taken forever. And the Uber guy pulls up, but I'm about to like gag. Like I'm about to literally projectile vomit.
Cause you had a coat.
I know, it was winter. It was cold. I was like, Bianca, I'm going to throw up. And you're like, you're okay. You're fine. And I was like, no, I'm going to throw up. So you told the Uber, you're like, 1 second. I'm really sorry. Like,
he was so nice.
I threw up on the side of the road.
Projectile vomit.
And
shout out to Lauren because she threw up on Lauren's steps.
Yeah, I pass the steps every day. I pass them the day to get a Starbs. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, but I was like, great, the Uber guy, he's gonna like drive away. Like we're not gonna be able to get an Uber now because like I just threw up and he's gonna be scared. I'm gonna throw up.
Well, I think he was nice because we weren't rowdy drunk people. We were just
Was like, I'm really sorry. Like I felt so much better after I did, but like I was a little worried. But he was like, do you want water? Like, are you okay? I was like, oh my gosh, stop! You're gonna make me cry. But yeah, I threw up one of the many times.
Remember when we got stuck in the snowstorm? It was probably like one of the worst snowstorms in New York City in years. Because New York City gets snow.
It hasn't been bad because nobody was expecting it. I think that's
okay. I think like you said, it was early on in the year. It was probably November.
We weren't dressed appropriately. Like I was just wearing like a little single layer coat.
And it was both when we both went to LIM. And I remember I was like,
you waited for me after school
together. Yeah. Because everyone knows, like, if you live in the city, when there's a snowstorm, the subway is a fucking mess.
Also, it was a Thursday, so we didn't have school the next day. Yes. So I was like, oh, let's go over to your house.
Like, the train station, like, subways are the worst.
Yeah.
Getting an Uber or a taxi is going to be, like, hundreds of dollars during a snowstorm.
Literally, like, we looked it up. Remember, it was, like, $150, and we were like...
The cabs are usually a fixed rate, but the Ubers uptax it so much.
Yeah. Especially for the weather.
Yeah. So we were like... And then we would try to get on the train, but all the trains were so delayed.
Yeah, well, there was 40 minutes. Some weren't even running anymore.
So we were like, do we just... When I mean it's downpouring snow, like, you couldn't see in front of you. Like, we had a whole...
No, like, it was an actual blizzard. Like, I'm not using that word lightly. Like, it actually, like... I mean, it wasn't as intense as, like, a blizzard in, like, Montana, but, like...
No. It was... I remember my hands were so frozen, I couldn't bend them.
They looked blue.
Yeah.
And I was wearing normal shoes.
I think I had a blazer on. Like, I didn't even have a scarf.
Yeah, no, mine wasn't either.
You know, like, in that kind of winter, you wear the scarf.
Yeah, like cover your face.
Like, you get the biggest scarf.
Yeah.
And, like, because no one was prepared for this storm. Because, like you said, it was, like, early November. And it usually doesn't snow that heavy. Or snow at all, really.
Yeah, not at all.
Like, flurries, if anything.
Yeah.
So, we were, like... So our school is all the way up in like near the UN. So that's like the 40s, right? Like 45th, 46th.
Yeah.
And I lived on Fifth. So we were like, by the time
let's just start walking
and we'll go to a different train station, because we were going to go in Grand Central during a blizzard, a shit
show. We were going to do that, and then once we heard that the trains were like not working really, we were like, okay, then let's walk a little bit let's walk a little bit and wait for the Uber prices to go down or see a cab. It just kept going up, so we got down. We were literally like, we weren't very far from your apartment. Like, we were, by the time we like actually got into a taxi, we were probably on like, I don't know, well, like 20th Street. Like, it wasn't even that bad. Like, we should just walk the rest of the way. And then we finally hailed a cab, and the guy, remember, he rode on the wrong side of the road or whatever, and we had to like,
no, we called the cab on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, you're right.
That's like cab etiquette.
Okay, but this was like, there was no empty cabs either.
And I remember my knees were so cold, I couldn't bend them.
I was chattering. I was like, Bianca, I don't think I can do this. Like,
I think we almost cried.
No, we did cry. I remember.
I have a video.
I was like, let's just go into a restaurant and eat some food. And I think for some reason we were both tight on money then. So we were like, we can't. Like, we were like, we can't go to a restaurant and get an Uber or a cab.
Oh yeah, because
it was like the one or the other. Yeah. Literally it was the end of the week, like we spent our grocery money for the week, like, so we were like, it's one or the other, and we're like, okay, like, let's just do a cab. Like, and your sister had, she was at work, so we couldn't like have her help us.
Yeah,
like she was doing work, so we were like screwed. It was terrible. I mean, talking about it doesn't sound that big of a deal, but
I know it actually does.
Like, we almost slipped 20 times.
Oh my God, New York City in the winter, man.
Yeah, I did not have my proper attire on.
One of my favorite moments of our whole, I was going to say our whole childhood, our whole friendship, is when we would share AirPods in the laundromat. I remember Harry Styles' album came out. The second one.
The second one. And we listened to it. Why do I think that one didn't come out so long ago?
It's New York, baby, always jacked up. His outfit in New York City,
the black one with the feathers. I know,
the best one this
remember that yet. Time oh my gosh, that is something that happened this week. Harry Style. Oh, maybe I shouldn't,
can't say. So there's a restaurant that Eliza,
we're just gonna say, yeah, we're just gonna do very broadly terms here,
and Harry Styles was spotted at that restaurant that Eliza literally lives like right
above that. Like the restaurant is below me.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a twitch. And he was there and I was home and I didn't see him. So that was the story. I was really upset about it.
I love him so much.
Yeah. I can't believe I actually saw him like perform in concert in person.
I just love him.
Before he was like actually like, I feel like his Fine Line album really like helped him.
Yeah. That's my favorite album by him.
I still like the first one. I'm going to be
I like the second
annoying
one.
But I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, I've never, there's, but see, the thing about the first album, there's no skips for me. On the second album, there are skips for me. Like, I never listened to Canyon Moon
or True People of Kindness.
I don't really, that one's probably fun live though, but it's just not one that I like sit down and listen to.
Yeah. Why is Stevie keep,
but I am so contemplating getting We'll Be All Right tattooed. I just love that song.
It's really good.
Oh, that song gives me full body chills.
Remember when we were listening to it in Palm Springs with the windows down?
We went on a drive. Me and Eliza love to go for drives at night.
When we have the opportunity. And
we're so cute. I'm going to New York for Eliza's birthday, which is November. Oh
my God, Steva.
She just wrecked havoc and left.
My gosh.
Stevie,
sorry, hopefully it wasn't like a big like crash. My face,
the way she walked away,
she just like
looked at it and was like, what?
Why? Anyways, yeah, you're coming to New York for my B-day.
Also Eliza's birthday. We're seeing Chase Atlantic live
on my birthday,
which is crazy because I introduced Eliza to Chase Atlantic years ago.
Yeah.
And we were always saying like, we want to see them live together so bad. Cause it's like one of those bands that like you love with your best friend and it would just be like so fucking cool to see them live
good
together.
Good vibes, good memes.
I wasn't going to come to New York for Eliza's birthday because we're going to Europe in March, in the spring, to look at Amsterdam and Berlin. And we were like, that's going to be too much money. But then
the plane tickets weren't that much.
No, they weren't.
Which is weird for New York.
But coincidentally, Chase Atlantic is playing in Brooklyn on her actual birthday. On her birthday.
So, it was like
so I was like, I have to go. So,
yeah.
We can do a podcast in person.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know how.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But follow us on Instagram to see us together.
Share mic. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Okay. We wanted to talk more about, like, random things in this podcast. So, I don't even know what we talked about. I forgot.
We don't really have a strict...
Today was a lighter guidelines. Podcast.
Yeah, lighter, more...
That's just talking shit. That's probably into not funny.
Conversation. I really don't want this to end because then I have to do homework.
I just don't want this to end because then we're not going to be together.
Yeah.
So I picked some questions to answer. Like I said,
I was just about to say that. You knew what I was thinking.
Oh my god. So we
let's actually answer the questions because I think that would be helpful because we didn't really talk much about.
This week we were going to mainly talk about New York City and what it's like to live in New York City and kind of talk about like the fast paced environment, but we literally did not talk about that.
Yeah, no.
So maybe we can talk about it again sometime.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But I did ask some questions. Like I said on Instagram, we always ask what the next episode's going to be about if you have any questions regarding that. So next week we're most likely going to have our good friend Lauren on.
I forgot that's next week.
Yeah, maybe next week or maybe the next, we're not sure. But Lauren, I guess like a little preface on Lauren, she was on TikTok before TikTok was like really popular. So I feel like you guys that are into wanting to go into like the marketing industry and social media and stuff, I feel like you guys would really find that. Lauren's really smart.
Yeah, really
smart. On that kind of stuff. So we'll have her on. She's one of my oldest friends. Love Lauren to death. Shall we answer a question? What about, let's answer the one about dating life in New York City.
Don't do it. Sucks.
Dating in New York City is really interesting.
It's not good.
It's hard. It's hard to meet people.
When people are like, I met my husband in New York, I'm like, you're a liar.
How?
They're lying.
At Kind Regards?
That place literally is trauma. And freaking, I don't ever want to go back there again.
Where do you meet them? Flower shop?
No. Work? Not through my industry. I ain't meeting with anyone.
Like, where do you...
Like, I don't know. Who?
Dating life in New York City. I think...
It's non-existent. Apps,
but I don't want...
I don't like apps.
I got lucky in my last relationship. I met them in person. And it's so nice to meet them in person because...
It's more organic.
It's more organic. And, like, you get to know each other. And it's not, like... With dating apps, it's all... I mean, obviously, when you're getting to know someone, you're attracted to them physically. But, like, dating online, it's, like... The first thing you think about
you're is judging them off their appearance.
And that's so boring and lame. That's not even what makes someone attractive. What makes someone attractive is like how they carry themselves and like how they treat other people. That's like so attractive.
And like what music they like their jokes, like
what they're interested in, similar interests.
Like your banter.
That is so attractive to me. What I look for in a partner before, like when you get to know someone, so attractive to me is how they treat other people. Like how they treat their friends.
My big one is how they treat waiters.
Yes. No, that's what I was going into. Like how they treat like strangers on the street, how they treat their friends, what kind of friend they are. Like that's their family. So attractive to me. Yeah. Yeah. Or even like for me, like I'm not that close with my family, but at the same time, like just how you treat other people, how you talk to other people, how you talk about other people is really attractive to me. Like if you're a very kind person.
Yeah.
But dating life in New York City, I have no advice.
I just say good luck.
Good luck, and if you learn anything, let us know.
I can't bring anything to the table. I'm sorry. I really
can't. I never dated in New York City, really. I didn't really have a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, neither.
I, like, dated, but I didn't have, like...
Yeah.
Like, this is my boyfriend kind of thing.
Yeah. But a lot of people do it. A lot of people find their husbands.
I have friends that live in New York City and have girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow.
Maybe it's us.
Yeah, we're the common denominator. The fact that people are perceiving us right now.
Good night. Anyway.
Like
What are some of the best ways to spend time alone in New York City? One thing I will say.
Go to the park. Read a book.
Okay.
Jeopardy. Sorry.
10 points for Eliza for reading a book. One thing I will say is New York City can be a very lonely place. I think people kind of underestimate how much time you spend alone in New York City. It's really interesting because you're around so many people at all times, thousands of people at every moment, or hundreds, but you feel alone because you do a lot of things alone. You know, you most of my time personally, even though I had Eliza, I was alone. One thing I think is really important is to find something that you really like to do alone, whether that's like a hobby or, like Eliza said, go to the park and read a book, like something that you can like cherish your alone time with that's outside of your apartment. Cause I think it can get really easy to get tucked in your apartment in New York City.
Yeah, that's why I like to go for my morning walks.
Yeah, Eliza lives near Washington Square, so she goes over there.
Yeah.
But I live near Tompkins at the time. So I think it's really important to also explore the city, go to different boroughs, go to like, you know, explore places.
I am a big advocate for moving in different neighborhoods to like see where you like. Like I've never lived in the same neighborhood. Oh, that's a lie because I did dorm twice 2 years in a row. But other than that, I haven't lived in the same neighborhood twice.
I've seen the movie now twice. And I guess this question is specifically for Eliza. How to deal with living alone? I've never lived alone. I've always had a roommate. So you can kind of go into that.
Yeah. So I've always had a roommate up until this year. Living alone is great, but it also can be really lonely. Especially like if you don't see your friends all the time. Like obviously my friends are busy. They have jobs. They have school. Like they have things to do. So honestly, my biggest thing is to FaceTime people or like to walk outside. Even though you're not with someone, you get the energy of being around people, which helps. Yeah, that's really it. Like if I don't FaceTime someone, like if I'm just in my apartment by myself and I haven't literally physically spoken to someone all day, like I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like that's not, no. So I always either call you or my parents or like my sister or something, or like try to see a friend. Like the weekends is like my time when I hang out with my friends, but like during the week, you know, it's kind of harder. Also having like an animal helps me a lot. I always think about that. Like if I didn't have Steve, I really don't know what I would do. I think about that all the time.
Stevie, the funny thing is like Stevie doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't care. But like, she's like a little friend.
Does she know she's coming to Europe with us and moving? Does she know she's moving to Europe next year?
I think she's a little in denial. You know?
What city is she leaning towards?
She hasn't really said.
Yeah. I feel like she's kind of leaning towards Berlin.
Probably. You know.
I don't know. You know, the industry.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
She's a black cat.
Stevie loves beer.
Yep. Beer drinker. Sausages.
You know, the canals in Amsterdam kind of scare her.
Yeah, she's like that. Bikes. Oof. No.
The bikes.
Too much.
Yeah.
Are your nails painted?
No.
I thought they were blue for a second. I don't know why. Sorry. I like think I hallucinated that.
Anyways, that was near our
that really was wasn't a New York episode at all.
We were going into this. We have an outline every pod and we were like, this podcast we're gonna talk
about. We literally had all the stories we wanted to tell.
I think we told two.
Yeah, but like they're not even that tied to New York. Like could be anywhere.
Like we talk about drinking. I never thought
like what are we gonna talk title this as? Word vomit. Like I don't know.
Something quirky.
Quirky?
Quirky? Sometime. What's that? What? TikTok?
What? TikTok? My hair always looks so like I haven't brushed. I literally brushed it right before this happened.
I think I'm gonna go take a nap.
It's almost 5. You're gonna fall asleep.
It's literally 4:30. I hate when you round.
Okay, because it's basically 5.
No, it's 4:33.
4:30, the middle of the hour.
Eliza, mind your business. Okay. She's just jealous because she can't nap. Did you nap today?
Yeah, but it's.
I can't nap today. I've slept all day because I have today off.
Yeah, it sucked. I have to do homework anyway, so I can't nap. Like I was just thinking about my homework and my nap, you know, subconsciously.
It's dangerous for me on Saturdays because I either work on Saturdays or I don't. Those are the two options.
It's one or the other, baby.
And when I don't, I almost like it working on Saturdays because if I don't on Saturdays, I sleep all day.
Yeah, and then like your day's out of whack, you know?
Whatever. I finished all my homework for this week, so.
So shut up. Sorry we're not all good as you. I have so much homework. I didn't even finish one assignment yet.
Okay, let's wrap this baby up.
Okay.
We love you guys so much. Sorry for the word vomit of an episode.
Yeah, if you hated it, let us know. Please,
We literally did not plan on that.
No.
I don't even
tell us what you want the next episode to be on.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren, I forgot.
Or if you have another episode idea.
Yeah, like just for future ref.
But we love you so much, and we'll see you guys next time.
We love you guys. Bye. Our DMs are always open. Never
forget. Yes. Love you.
Love you.
And hugs.
See you, bye.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had food in my teeth this whole time.
Bye, guys.
Oh, no.